Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers. You have 1 minute to look at the task below.
Now that Peter's going to live in Spain, we need to think about what's going to happen to the flat.
Well, we could sell it. We don't really need it.
Yes, but the market's terrible. Property prices have been falling. I think it'd be better to hold on to it until there's an upturn.
But it's an appalling waste to have a property lying around empty with so many people homeless and...
Sue, I wasn't thinking of leaving it unoccupied. I thought about letting it.
Not sure about that.
Why not? It's financially worthwhile, certainly. We can make a proper tenancy agreement, you know, all legal and so on. Then, in a year or so, if the property market is on the up, we can sell. We won't lose, and we'll get rent till it goes on the market.
Yes, Paul, but you hear terrible stories. You know, awkward tenants...
And awful landlords, too. I'm sure we could screen prospective tenants carefully.
How do you mean?
Well, up-to-date references, for a start. Information about their credit history. Banker's reference, one from their current landlord, even one from their employer.
Oh, that seems very intrusive.
That's what people do, Sue. You have to safeguard your interests.
Yes, but checking up on people, snooping about.
Well, you can employ a property management company if you want. Winnie. You know, at work, she'd know of any pitfalls because she's got a flat rented out through one of these companies.
That seems to be defeating the purpose of letting the flat. A big chunk of the rent will go to the company, lawyers
and... It's still a decent option for a couple of years.
So what do these companies do exactly?
I'm not, like, 100% sure, but I guess they'd produce a written tenancy agreement, so it's legally binding for all parties. They'd do the screening, I suppose, and would probably deal with the security deposits.
The what?
Security deposits, where the tenant gives a sum of money to cover any damage they cause, and then they get it back if they leave the flat in a decent state. I always had to do it when I was a student, though I never seemed to get the full amount back.
Oh, really? I always did, Paul.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? Anyway, it does mean... The flat would have to be in perfect nick before it's rented out.
Oh, it's pretty good. Newly decorated, and if any jobs need doing...
I can see to them.
Well, if everything's in good working order, tenants aren't likely to have any issues, and any there are can be nipped in the bud.
So, are you warming to the idea, Sue?
It's worth finding out more, I agree. But there are a number of questions I'd want answering.
Me too. Might be an idea to jot them down before I give Winnie a call.
Once the tenants are there, are we allowed to go in, I wonder?
Oh, come on, Sue. That really would be a bit too nosy.
Not at all. There may be lots of reasons you'd need to get into the flat.
Well, I'm sure that'd be included in the agreement. Like, we'd have to give the tenant 24 hours' notice before turning up. It'd be fine. Oh, that reminds me. We'd have to let the insurance company know what's happening.
Another expense?
But the flat itself doesn't need much doing. Security isn't an issue. The locks are good, security lights, alarm. But there can be hazards.
Hazards?
I read a story. Old property that was rented out had lead pipes. The tenant reckoned he was entitled to a rebate, as it was a health hazard. Ended up in court.
I wonder if we could specify non-smokers for tenants. The smell gets into the furniture.
Now that Peter's going to live in Spain, we need to think about what's going to happen to the flat.
Well, we could sell it. We don't really need it.
Yes, but the market's terrible. Property prices have been falling. I think it'd be better to hold on to it until there's an upturn.
But it's an appalling waste to have a property lying around empty with so many people homeless and...
Sue, I wasn't thinking of leaving it unoccupied. I thought about letting it.
Not sure about that.
Why not? It's financially worthwhile, certainly. We can make a proper tenancy agreement, you know, all legal and so on. Then, in a year or so, if the property market is on the up, we can sell. We won't lose, and we'll get rent till it goes on the market.
Yes, Paul, but you hear terrible stories. You know, awkward tenants...
And awful landlords, too. I'm sure we could screen prospective tenants carefully.
How do you mean?
Well, up-to-date references, for a start. Information about their credit history. Banker's reference, one from their current landlord, even one from their employer.
Oh, that seems very intrusive.
That's what people do, Sue. You have to safeguard your interests.
Yes, but checking up on people, snooping about.
Well, you can employ a property management company if you want. Winnie, you know, at work. She'd know of any pitfalls because she's got a flat rented out through one of these companies.
That seems to be defeating the purpose of letting the flat. A big chunk of the rent will go to the company, lawyers...
It's still a decent option for a couple of years.
So what do these companies do exactly?
I'm not like 100% sure, but I guess they'd produce a written tenancy agreement, so it's legally binding for all parties. They'd do the screening, I suppose, and would probably deal with the security deposits.
The what?
Security deposits, where the tenant gives a sum of money to cover any damage they cause, and then they get it back if they leave the flat in a decent state. I always had to do it when I was a student, though I never seemed to get the full amount back.
Oh, really? I always did, Paul.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? Anyway, it does mean the flat would have to be in perfect nick before it's rented out.
Oh, it's pretty good. Newly decorated, and if any jobs need doing...
I can see to them.
Well, if everything's in good working order, tenants aren't likely to have any issues, and any there are can be nipped in the bud.
So, are you warming to the idea, Sue?
It's worth finding out more, I agree, but there are a number of questions I'd want answering.
Me too. Might be an idea to jot them down before I give Winnie a call.
Once the tenants are there, are we allowed to go in, I wonder?
Oh, come on, Sue. That really would be a bit too nosy.
Not at all. There may be lots of reasons you'd need to get into the flat.
Well, I'm sure that'd be included in the agreement. Like, we'd have to give the tenant 24 hours notice before turning up. It'd be fine. Oh, that reminds me. We'd have to let the insurance company know what's happening.
Another expense?
But the flat itself doesn't need much doing. Security isn't an issue. The locks are good, security lights, alarm. But there can be hazards.
Hazards?
I read a story. Old property that was rented out had lead pipes. The tenant reckoned he was entitled to a rebate, as it was a health hazard. Ended up in court.
I wonder if we could specify non-smokers for tenants. The smell gets into the furniture.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 40 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.